Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN. I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 30th. Prosecutors questioned a key witness in former President Donald Trump's hush money case today, attorney Keith Davidson. He used to be adult film star Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and today he explained how he negotiated settlement payments on behalf of Daniels ahead of the 2016 election to keep her quiet about an alleged affair with Trump, which Trump denies. CNN's Paula Reed explains more.
Her story was suppressed through an agreement with Michael Cohen. So Michael Cohen arranges to pay her effectively hush money. That's not a crime. The issue, though, is that this was done to help, prosecutors allege, Trump win the election. And also they falsified documents in order to facilitate this payment.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges. And while the trial was happening today, a full panel of appellate judges denied one of Trump's attempts to stop the trial. And separately, Trump also railed against the judge's gag order against him on Truth Social, saying, quote, "I am the only presidential candidate in history to be gagged," all caps. "This whole trial is rigged." The Biden administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a Schedule 3 controlled substance instead of a Schedule 1 drug, a person familiar with the plans told CNN. It's currently in the same classification as drugs like heroin and ecstasy, and is now expected to be classified with drugs like testosterone and Tylenol with codeine. The move could loosen federal restrictions on marijuana that have been in place for more than 50 years. Two sources confirmed the plan to CNN. They noted that it will take months for this change to take effect, and will only do so after public comment is made with the Federal Office of Management and Budget. Columbia University is threatening to expel pro-Palestinian demonstrators occupying a campus building. One of the main student protest groups says an autonomous group refuses to leave until Columbia meets their demands, including divestment from companies linked to Israel. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul has also weighed in. She says students who commit vandalism, harassment, and destruction of property should face disciplinary action from the university or law enforcement. While over at Brown, though, protesters are actually celebrating and packing up their protest encampment after organizers say the university agreed to hold a vote on whether to divest from companies supporting Israel. But Brown seems to be in the minority, as other colleges do not seem to be making progress on negotiations. At the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, CNN witnessed police physically pushing back pro-Palestinian protesters today. And hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested on various campuses in the last 24 hours. Though a few progressive Democrats seem to be in support of the protesters, politicians from both sides of the aisle are condemning the demonstrations, including House Speaker Mike Johnson.
"We will hold these universities accountable for their failure to protect Jewish students on campus. And that's why today we're here to announce a house-wide effort to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses."
Tornado watches have been issued for eastern Nebraska, parts of Iowa, eastern Kansas, and northwestern Missouri, according to the Storm Prediction Center. They're currently in effect until later tonight. The watches include Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska, two places that were hit by devastating tornadoes last week, as well as Des Moines, Iowa. Severe thunderstorms are expected to develop over the next few hours and could bring winds up to 80 miles per hour and tennis ball-sized hail. Coming up, we'll explain the new guidance for breast cancer screenings.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has new advice for women. Get a mammogram every other year starting at age 40 and until age 74. The task force previously recommended that regular biannual mammograms should start by age 50. Their new guidelines apply to everyone assigned female at birth, including cisgender women, transgender men, and non-binary people at average risk of breast cancer, plus those with a family history of breast cancer or dense breasts. people with elevated risk factors, like the BRCA1 or 2 genes, should talk to their doctors about what's best for them. And that's a wrap. We'll be back with more news at 6 a.m. Eastern Time.